In a state dominated by the Democratic Party, four Republican gubernatorial hopefuls took the stage this past weekend to make their case as to why they are the one to go after whoever Democrats nominate for Maryland's top job. They gathered at the campus of Salisbury University on Saturday, where WMDT broadcasts the debate live. And their attacks on the O'Malley administration were relentless, denouncing some 40 tax hikes in the last 8 years. For these gentlemen, it was time to bring down taxes. Harford County Executive David Craig ambitiously called for an end to the state's personal income tax.
So what we'll do is, in a five-year plan, eliminate the income tax so that everybody still has that money and they don't need to move to Delaware. We don't want them. We want them to stay here.
Charles County businessman Charles Lawler has also called for its elimination, saying that he would establish a taxpayer bill of rights that would restrict the growth of government to the cost of living.
I believe it's criminal for the government that you pay for, that's your government, to take more money out of your pockets to take care of its everyday bills for you, the citizen, at a rate much faster than your own wallets grow.
Anne Arundel County Delegate Ron George has reportedly been more cautious, but during this weekend's debate, he did promise an immediate 10% cut in the state income tax.
I will have an emergency legislation immediately in office that lowers your income tax by 10% right away, so the taxes you're paying now, you will get 10% back in April. I'm not going to stop there, but that's what I can do immediately to get money in your pocket. The more discretionary money, the more the economy grows.
Meanwhile, Larry Hogan, a businessman and former Ehrlich administration official, said before jumping into cutting taxes that would cut revenue, getting spending under control must come first.
So our plan is to get spending cut first. That's what we have to do. We have a requirement for a balanced budget here in Maryland. Our plan is to cut spending before we start to roll back as many of these 40 tax hikes as we possibly can.
Hogan said his campaign has come up with $1.7 billion in what he described as waste, fraud, inefficiencies, and duplication that have been recommended by various audits. All four told the gathering that the O'Malley administration created a hostile business environment and promised to lower taxes and fees as well as reduce government regulations. Candidate Larry Hogan.
We have a hostile anti-business attitude, and that has to change on day one, and it will when I'm governor. Maryland will be open for business again. Number two, we have our tax policy is putting us in the situation where we simply cannot compete with any of the other states in Mid-Atlantic region, or most of the other states in the country, for that matter.
Candidate Charles Lawler said the key to getting more business-friendly legislation through Annapolis was term limits.
Turn our government back over to our citizens. Get rid of this tyrannical attitude that currently exists in Annapolis. We'll get better bills for business.
Harford County Executive David Craig emphasized his efforts there toward building the infrastructure for businesses.
Many businesses are going to be based on infrastructure, so it's not just about roads and access now. They need access to information communication technology. That's what we did in Harford County, and that is making it so much easier for businesses to come here. So we are going to turn this into not the Silicon Valley, but the Silicon Bay.
And Ron George told the audience at Salisbury University that it was time to emphasize trade schools.
So many people want to work. They want to learn a trade, and we're not allowing them to do it. We're not putting the focus on that. And we need to bring back our trade schools. That helps in workforce development. We need to restore those trade schools, and I'm not saying people shouldn't pursue the four-year college degree route, but let everyone have these choices.
The questioning ultimately turned to what might be described as, what would you do for the Eastern Shore? And David Craig had an immediate answer.
Well, our plan actually came out May of last year when I asked Jeannie Hadaway to run with me as the lieutenant governor. There are many people running for state office. You will be able to create history. She will be the first lieutenant governor ever elected from the Eastern Shore, the first ever. She will make sure you have a voice.
And this drew a response from Larry Hogan, who is a former Ehrlich administration official, who said he liked the Eastern Shore delegate as well.
You know, I agree with David. I think Jeannie's terrific. I actually appointed Jeannie to the legislature, and if I'm lucky enough to be governor, then I think she'd make a terrific ombudsman and maybe liaison for the Eastern Shore. She'd be great in our administration.
Charles Lawler took a more personal approach, telling the audience that he has met with many people in the Eastern Shore during the campaign, and he denounced the environmental lawsuit against the Hudson Farms, who eventually won that legal battle.
They're tired of being picked on. And they're tired of being picked apart, whether it's Plan Maryland, whether it's these excessive tolls and regulation fees. We're going to make it a priority to leave the Eastern Shore alone and let them conduct and run their business and be successful, and then support them.
Candidates also took aim at the diversion of money from the State Transportation Fund, as well as its use for mass transit projects and the big cities like Baltimore. Candidate Ron George.
And Baltimore City is a huge drain that most jurisdictions, including your own, are sending way too much money to Baltimore to take care of their roads and things they're unable to take care of themselves, that all the other counties take care of themselves. I'm going to fix the tax base in Baltimore, help it to grow so you can keep your money home. It helps everybody all the way across the board.
As the Republican candidates departed from the stage of the debate hosted by WMDT on the campus of Salisbury University, they will ultimately face Republican primary voters later this month. And in November, they will be facing a state electorate which has an overwhelming Democratic majority. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.